What did the Buddha say about marriage? Are the three refuges more of a priority than a spouse? Even in the Buddha's time, say the vast majority of his following, his students, disciples, were lay people living in the world with families. And the three refuges are not something that is just for monastics or somebody who's pursuing a more solitary hermetic existence. They're the glue that holds our life together in a skillful way. When we can have a refuge in the things that create clarity and wholesomeness, then we can live with somebody else in a really skillful way. And the five precepts for a layperson are really the basis for creating trust in a marriage or in a relationship, because it's a mutual giving of a shared quality of honesty and harmlessness, and that's it's really important. I just think of also of the when I was just talking about the foremost say monks and nuns, and what the Buddha is the foremost in wisdom, foremost in. And the Buddha also kind of designated many lay people as being foremost with particular qualities. And the sort of the model of the female lay disciple was Visakha. And yeah, I mean, she had 20 children, she was a multitasker, because she was always she was also a stream enter. She had realized the degree of liberation that guarantees one's full enlightenment. And many, many of the lay community in the Buddha's time were similar attainments. So that the Buddha never kind of disparaged marriage, but it was also for somebody who wants to really go forth and step out of the world. That is an option that the Buddha points to as something very skillful. Also, there's a lovely story in the Buddha's time where an elderly couple who were close disciples of the Buddha were married when they were very young, as is the Indian tradition. Sometimes they can be. I mean, you can be married when you're like 12 or something, and then you're still under the guidance of your families, and then so anyway, they were, it doesn't say how young, but they were married when they were quite young, and they were devoted and dedicated to each other and faithful to each other through their whole life, and raised their children, raised their grandchildren. They had a rich home life, and as they were approaching old age, they were speaking with the Buddha and recounting their married life, and saying, you know, as we're getting older, how can we, when we die and are reborn, how can we be with each other again? And the Buddha points to four qualities that he said, if these four qualities are cultivated in a compatible way, then when you take rebirth, you'll be with each other again. So then you say, faith, so that saddha, faith or confidence in the similar ideas and goals, sila, the same virtue in the sense, the same appreciation of virtue and holding to a similar standard of virtue, chaka, the quality of generosity and relinquishment, when that's was holding that very similar appreciation of those, that quality, that is a condition. And the last one is sort of panya, the discernment, wisdom faculty. You both have that same discernment and recognition of, you know, what's right and wrong, what's good, what's bad, what is a value, what isn't a value. So that sense of having this very compatible and similar qualities of faith, virtue, generosity, and wisdom, then you'll be together in a future life. So the Buddha didn't sort of say, yeah, forget about it. You know, it's, you know, if that's what you want, here's the way to do it.